Facts.
I'm Change Magnavia, and my brother is in the North Tower.
Maybe we could start it with just the general question about you've been in the courtroom 3 days this week. Is this what you were expecting? What's your impression after what you've seen there? What about the fact that it's been almost 4 years since this began and it hasn't yet come to trial? Is that frustrating or is that something that you expected?
It is the way a court proceeds. I don't know if you've ever been in a courtroom before, but if you have, you will see that justice takes time, and this judge is giving every detail its due process. And so I would much rather it take a longer time and being done correctly.
It also seems the defense teams or probably the accused seem to be stringing this along. I get the impression, just only 3 days here, that the... That this is somewhat of a time for them to shine, a time for them to torment the prosecutors, their own attorneys, and certainly the people who come down to witness this. So I think it's calculated. They enjoy stretching it out. They enjoy disconnecting people from their families because they know to be here is difficult for everybody, including the press corps. So I think this is their way of continuing the torture that they've put upon us.
What would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see a more forceful decision-making in the courtroom. That's what I could see. I think a lot of leeway is, as Vera said, is given to the defense. I think it needs to move quicker. I think, as someone said yesterday, we want to try this before while people are still alive. I think that's a problem right now.
Yes. Also, if you could just say your name before you speak, just this later, I'll be sure to identify you correctly that way.
Boy, click. You asked, is this what we expect? It was pretty much what I expected. As far as the length of time, I mean, I've seen civil litigation go 10, 12, sometimes 15 years. So I had no expectation that this was going to be a short or easy process. This country obviously made a decision, you know, early on. It's a kind of binary decision. Either these defendants kind of disappeared in some way, or we were going to try them, you know, as an example of the American way. So far, we made that decision. I think it was the correct decision. And everything that's been done so far just makes me very, very proud of this country. The thing that was surprising to me was the enormous workload that prosecution is bearing. I mean, you have probably five of the best capital defense attorneys States, one for each defendant, with the ability to have additional resources on demand going against one team. So it's almost like 5-on-1. The workload on the prosecution team is horrendous. They've literally been working 7 days a week, sometimes 16, 20 hours at that. But if that's what it's going to take, then eventually we're going to get to a point where we get a resolution. So that was the surprising thing, just the enormous workload that this trial is taking place. And we haven't even ended the trial phase yet. This is still pre-trial motions.
Do you think the prosecution is under-resourced?
Sorry. I take it you converse with the prosecution?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had not extensive conversations, but we did certainly met with us. In very limited amount of time. As a matter of fact, last night, we were supposed to have dinner with prosecutors, and because of what went on in the court and the expected hearing today, they couldn't make it.
Sorry, Carol.
I just was wondering, do you think they're under resourced?
I can't make that judgment, all right? In other words, I don't know whether additional resources would reduce the workload or not, because it depends. You know, there are certain tasks that can only be done by a certain number of people. All right. But just given the apparent workload, if I had to guess, it'd be my opinion that yes, I think they're under resourced.
Are they expressing that they're stressed and you know, cracking up or something?
No, that's my impression. Right. All they've ever expressed is really an attitude that, hey, we want to see this through. We're going to do everything in our power to do it as expeditiously as possible.
You did not talk to defense attorneys?
I did not.
Did any of you?
I can't remember whether that was offered as an option, but I would have turned it down.
And why?
Personal bias.
By them or by you?
There's no personal animosity towards the defense team. I mean, I think these people are professionals. I think they, from what my observation over 3 days, they're very, very good at their job. But they're hired guns. I can't make any judgment as to, you know, whether they have a dog in the fight or not. In other words, whether they're, where their sympathies lie. But on the face of it, they're hired professionals to do a job. They're doing it to the best of their ability. And they were impressive.
What do you do for a living? Or are you retired?
Oh, no, not retired. I mentor startups.
Okay.
You're not an attorney?
No.
You sound like
I wondered about that.
Neither of you sound like a lawyer.
I would like to comment.
Yes.
Yes, Jane Schlag-Nebbia. Mm-hmm. I too want to say that coming down here has given me hope that in the judicial system, in the seeing and witnessing our prosecution team, government, has really given me a lot of hope and faith, and the sincerity and tenacity of the people that I have met is just overwhelming. I'm feeling very lucky that I was given this opportunity to witness that. Not once did I hear one complaint. I have only heard support towards their goal. And that in itself is a relief. It's great to know. And I'm very proud to be an American with having them seeking justice. And as far as the defense, I do realize that they are doing their job, and I too, we were all offered several times to meet with them, and I declined, but it was offered to every one of us. But I don't know if you were aware of what happened in the gallery. I believe it was on Wednesday.
It was on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Tell us about that.
You would like me to explain it, and you want me to tell you. So I will. Okay. So as we're sitting in the gallery before court starts in the morning, we see someone on the defense team point to someone in the gallery. And she gives a hand movement to stand up. And she points to KSM. And the woman stands up.
Khalid Sheikh.
Yes, and
the woman in the gallery was in Muslim.
Right, in Muslim attire, and she stands up. He turns around and waves. She bows to him, and I'll let you take over, Joe.
Well, then she gave him a military-style salute and a big smile.
Is this while court was in session?
This is before court
started. This is before it started, but that wasn't the end of it.
Okay.
Sorry, just one clarity. Because I was in there and I sort of lost the time. Was it before?
It was in the morning.
It was in the morning.
Before the first session, or was it in a break?
It was in the morning.
I think it was before court started.
It was, yes.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
But
yes, that's
the next thing happened during the break.
Well, during the break, we thought all of us left to use the facilities. And
except for two.
We left. I always consider them our children. We left our children there. And there is where the story takes another twist. So I will let, if you're okay with that, Sean, are you okay with speaking? Vera, are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, just a moment, Vera.
Sean.
And then the two people that were in the gallery, they were outside. They said hello to some of the defense team, and they walked back in.
They hugged them.
And two members of the defense team came over and hugged them. And so myself and another person were standing there. They came back in, and they pointed at Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And they were waving, and he waved back, and they were like, oh, that's our buddy, that's our guy. And as we walked out of there, we just wanted to get out of there. They both saluted him, and that was the last that I saw before we walked out of the gallery.
And we did some research on who it was, and it seems that Charlotte Holtman was the woman. And the man that was involved, we believe, was the interpreter.
The by name
that was that was not given the proper, the necessary clearance to work this case yet, which we thought was kind of interesting. And we'd like to know why these people were there, why they were saluting a terrorist, where their allegiance lies, and we believe, and we could be wrong. Was timed that when and I don't want to not call my friend Sean here an adult, but when the adults left the room and the kids were most vulnerable, they seemed to make their gestures then.
I'll speak freely.
Who was hugging?
It was Miss Borman, and then there was another lady with a white headdress, and she was wearing all black. I don't know her name.
Sean, I have a question. Were you interpreting how they were acting? That's our buddy, that's our guy, or were they saying that?
They said it loud enough. The two people in the gallery, it was a male and a female in the gallery, they said it loud enough so that the other person and I could hear it.
And this was the woman in the headscarf.
The woman in the headscarf.
Sitting behind the man.
Charlotte Holtman. Holdman. H-O-L-D-M-A-N. And she's worked other cases for the Zaniyev brothers. and Eric Rudolph. So we don't know where she's all about.
And actually a guest of the defense team. She was in the gallery because she was a guest of the defense team. And so after this incident, we reported it, and they were not invited back in the afternoon or yesterday.
I noticed at one point a curtain was pulled between you and the rest of the audience in the gallery. Did that have to do with this?
Actually, out of respect for us, one of our leaders did try to pull it back, but we did not want it pulled back by any means. This, doing the research...